Belarus is Europe's last totalitarian regime. They still have a secret police they still call the KGB, which still rounds up artists for doing unauthorized work. A couple of years ago on this show, we featured the Belarus Free Theater, which presented political plays often in secret.
Usually we perform in private apartments and private houses of our friends.
Natalia Kolada co-founded the company.
Or we could perform in the woods when it's summertime.
Really? And you're the word has gotten out by means of text messaging?
Text messaging, and mostly it's internet through blogs.
The theater's principals have gone completely underground until they managed just now to escape to New York City. They're presenting a show called Being Harold Pinter. After last month's sham presidential election in Belarus, the Belarusian KGB cracked down on the opposition, and Kolada was one of the hundreds of people arrested at the protests. She was jammed into a KGB van with dozens of other women.
It was totally dark there, and the guy who was staying in that van, he sat, lay down, face down on the floor of the van. And then he was telling us what would happen to us, that we should be taken to the forest, we should be raped, and Nazi time will seem to you like a dream. And this is the most horrible part of what, of all of it, because every third Belarusian was killed by a Nazi. And when you hear this, you understand what they do to those people, how they brainwash them, that they could talk to their co-citizens this way.
Did you assume he was just saying horrible things, or did you fear for your safety and life?
At some point, I got so many threats in my life. And I knew that if he got this order, there is no doubt that he will do it. And then we got to jail. We've been told that we should go one by one. And I got to the first floor, and there were hundreds of men staying facing walls. And when you see one floor with men, you are shocked. But when I got to a second floor and there was just women facing the walls, it was double shock for me.
The people facing the walls sounds like a horrible kind of theatrical moment.
Exactly. And as it appeared with our international coordinator who was arrested as well, he was staying like that for 3 days. But we were lucky we were staying inside. People were staying outside and then...
Outdoors. In late December.
Yeah, it was snow under your knee. And when they wanted to ask for drink, they said just eat snow instead of water.
So you were held for 24 hours?
Yeah.
Why or how did you get released?
I got out. It was just... absolutely stupid judicial mistake that was done by policemen. They started my case under my name, but they ended up with another name. And the judge, she just started to scream to policemen, and she said to them that you set me up, and I will not take such a responsibility.
And that's why you were freed.
Yeah. After that, she said, you are lucky that it's happened, so you will get only a fine.
You went to Washington last week and met with people at the United States State Department. What did you tell them in your meetings?
Oh, I think it was a very important meeting. And today I just got the news that in Vilnius, the representative of the State Department warned Belarusian regime that if political prisoners are not released, the sanctions will go into force in a few days. So I believe that was absolutely amazing result, but I'm not sure that Belarusian government is scared.
Although it's not a total rogue state. The Belarusian government wants economic involvement with the European Union. They care about what the rest of the world thinks, do they not?
Belarusian government cares about money because there is no economy in Belarus. It's destroyed many years ago, and it depended only on Russian money, and it depended on political prisoners, as we call them now, hostages. We have a terrorist, and we have hostages. And in order to free these hostages, European Union always gave money to a terrorist.
So you're saying that your president, Lukashenko, is the terrorist holding political prisoners hostage and then taking European money to release them?
Absolutely. So this is the time for world leaders to understand that this guy is criminal and it's not possible to talk to him. You just need to behave with him as you will do to a criminal.
Does your situation, this bizarre, temporary, one hopes, exile situation, affect the way you can do your work?
I think in reality we get ideas when we travel because we have absolutely unique chance to see beyond the box. And we have a chance to speak to people and to get absolutely another feeling of life, because when we stay inside, it's like just four walls around you and
breathing the same air and
absolutely, and you
seeing
just
the same terrible things.
You just feel squeezed all the time, but there is such a force in actors' energy and actors' stories, because majority of our performances, they are based on our own stories and stories of our friends.
As victims of political repression?
No, just victims, absolutely. They are talking about religion, about sexual minorities, about national minorities, about lost possibilities.
The normal material of theatrical art.
Yeah, absolutely. But everything becomes taboo zone in Belarus because it's not open for public. People are not allowed to think. Authorities do whatever is possible not to allow people to think about even their own lives.
Natalia Kolada, co-founder of the Belarus Free Theater. I spoke with her last week.